As we get ready to transition into the Wheel of Awareness practice, you can keep the same sense of being grounded. And I'll just say a few words as a reminder and a review that the wheel is a map, it's a metaphor, a visual image of a wheel with a center hub, an outer rim, and a single spoke that connects the hub to the rim. And with this metaphoric map of the mind, we have the hub representing, bless you, we have the hub representing the space of awareness in our mental experience, of knowing. And the rim represents the knowns. And we've seen that we can divide the rim up into four segments, and we'll explore each of them in turn. First segment being the energy patterns that come in the form of sound waves, with hearing and light, with sight, and chemical experiences with smell and taste and the tactile sensation of touch. We then move the spoke over to the next segment of the rim, which will be the interior energy flow of the body. And we'll explore muscles and bone sensations, and then explore internal organs. We then move the spoke over again, experiencing the rim elements one by one. And here, unlike the first two segments where we did the training of focused attention, the first pillar of three that have been established to be helpful in research of mind training practices, focused attention. Here we start with a new practice called open awareness. And you'll hear, experience what it's like to just invite anything in. In this case, we'll have a spoke out at mental experience, but it might be a thought, a feeling, a memory. So instead of thinking of those as distractions and letting them go, we just open to whatever is in open awareness. In the usual wheel practice, we then try the advanced stage of turning the spoke around or retracting the spoke or leaving the spoke in. And we'll do that, but originally the wheel had that at the end, and people thought it wasn't good to have it at the end because it left them wide open. So we put it where it is, and most people like that. But we'll experiment with actually putting it after we do the interconnections, but before we do the loving kindness section. We'll see how that feels. And this is a map, so you can play with this map however you want. But we'll see how that feels today. And just a very brief reminder that just like when you swim in a pool, as you do the breaststroke and you're underwater, then above, the air catching your breath and underwater. It turns out there are two realms of reality. There's the realm of reality of large objects called Newtonian, and things are certain. There are laws with which we can predict things. Time goes by with something called an arrow. Things come and go, and there's a directionality of time that we experience with the mental sensation that we call clock time or time. But just like when you swim in the water, you also go beneath the surface of the water. There's also going beneath the surface of these macro states, these Newtonian classical physics governed large objects like your body. And we have another realm that's been proven to exist. Just like the water and air are part of one reality, this is the underwater reality. And there is no era of time. Things are quite interconnected, and apparently so. You can see this more. They're interconnected in all the realms of reality, but we sense them more directly. Instead of certainty, there's probabilities as things come and go. And there's some discussion about whether even the act of observation changes energy itself, the probability value is where it is. So, as you do this wheel practice, now that we've discussed the 3P graph with the plane of possibility possibly being the source of awareness, where each of our planes are the same, And consciousness then would be arising from not only a place where you pause and somehow have the subjective experience of knowing, but you also are dipping into the mathematical space, which is the formless source of all form. And each of our planes are the same. Infinity is infinity. And so sometimes this is so unfamiliar, it can be scary for all sorts of reasons. We can feel like we're losing control or falling apart or dying or all sorts of things many, many, many people experience. And if you just push through that, that is, let it just happen as just a rim point, as just one of those plateaus or peaks of fear or the thought, oh, I'm dying. And see if you can let yourself go beneath the surface of those plateaus and peaks. And even getting a glimpse at this underwater realm, this quantum state, this scientifically proven aspect of our reality. And in the wheel practice, when you get into the hub, you have an invitation to experience this other quantum realm. It feels different. It has different laws that govern it. Science has proven it exists. What you're about to do is go on an exploration of the wheel of awareness and just see what it feels like for you. Opening your mind, your experience, whatever arises, to these different elements. And let's begin by just sensing your breath, just to ground you in the body, this Newtonian classical physics-based body you have. It's a great body. You get this wonderful opportunity to deeply appreciate the body. But the mind is not the same as the body. And the mind has an opportunity to love the body, to have gratitude for the body, to say good morning, I love you for the body. It's great. And you also have an opportunity to realize that this mind that's saying good morning, I love you, is also a mind that is fully capable of getting into another state, the hub. And even if it's just a glimpse, that's fine. Underwater, above water, underwater, above water, doesn't mean you have to stay there forever, just a glimpse of the state that's always available to you. As Rumi said, there is a field beyond wrongdoing and rightdoing, and I'll meet you there. And this hub, this plane of possibility, is the place we all meet. And it's from this place that we can become deeply aware. So sensing the breath, riding the wave of the breath in and out. Imagine the wheel of awareness with its center hub of knowing, this plane of possibility of being aware. The spoke of attention, which lets us direct energy from the rim into awareness, and the rim with all its different knowns that we'll explore now. So let the breath go as a focus of attention, let it go. Just imagine the wheel of awareness and coming from this hub of the wheel. And now send a spoke out to the sense of hearing on the first segment of the rim and focus attention on sound. Now moving the spoke over a bit on this first segment to the sense of light, so letting hearing go. And now turning to light, the sense of sight, with light coming through closed eyelids or opening the eyelids gently for a soft focus. Let sight be the sensation and light fill awareness. Now moving the spoke over to the sense of smell, letting aromas fill awareness. And now moving the spoke over to the sense of taste, letting tastes fill awareness. And now moving the spoke over one more time on this segment to the sense of touch. Anywhere where skin is touching furniture, floor, clothing, skin touching skin, hand touching hand, let the sense of touch fill awareness. Now taking a bit of a deeper breath. Imagine now moving the spoke of attention over to the second segment of the rim, the segment that represents the interior sensations of the body. And let's begin with the facial region, letting the sensations of the muscles and bones of the face fill awareness. Now moving attention to the forehead, the top of the scalp, and the back of the scalp, the side of the scalp where the ears are, and then to the neck and throat, so the sensations of muscles and bones there, the neck and throat. And then to the shoulders, and then streaming attention down both arms to the ends of the fingers. And now bringing attention to the upper back and the chest. And then to the sensations of the lower back and the muscles of the abdomen. And then focusing attention on the hips. And then streaming attention down both legs to the ends of the toes. Now bringing attention to the pelvic region, and then opening awareness to the sensations of the genitals. And then bringing attention to the intestines, beginning deep in the abdomen with the lower intestines. And then opening to those gut sensations all the way through the interior of the abdomen to the top of the abdomen where the stomach rests. And then opening awareness to the sensations of the esophagus, the tube connecting the stomach all the way up through the center of the chest to the interior of the throat and mouth. now focusing on the respiratory system, beginning behind the cheekbones with the sinuses. And then to the back of the nose, the inside of the mouth. And then down the front of the throat, where the trachea is, the tube that brings life-giving air down into the lungs on the left and right as they expand and contract. And now centering attention in the heart region. Now opening awareness to the whole of the body, the entirety of the interior of the body. Muscles, bones, genitals, internal organs, from head to toe. Let the whole of the body, all its sensations, fill awareness. That you can always return to this opening to the interior signals of the body, this interoceptive sense on our second segment of the rim, and knowing that science has affirmed what wisdom traditions have known for a long time, that opening to the sensations of the body is a deep source of intuition and wisdom. I invite you now to take a bit of a deeper breath. And imagine moving the spoke over to the third segment of the rim. And this is the segment that represents mental activities like thoughts, and feelings, memories, hopes, longings, desires, beliefs, dreams, attitudes, intentions. All of that and more we'll simply call mental activities. And for this move from the focused attention we did on the first two segments to now open awareness, the instructions are a little bit different. Here, we rest in the hub of knowing, the hub of being aware, with a spoke of attention out to mental activities, and simply invite anything to come in. Lots of things may come, one thing at a time may come, nothing may come, there's no right or wrong, there's only experience and being present for whatever happens. So it's a bring it on kind of stance from the hub of awareness with the spoke out to mental activities. The attitude is bring it on and see whatever happens. Just experience that. We'll do that part now, and then when you hear my voice next, we'll do the second part of that review of mental life. Let's begin that practice right now. For the second part of this review of mental life, again, with a bring it on stance, just inviting anything in, only this time I invite you to pay particularly close attention to to the characteristics with which a mental activity, let's say a memory, how this memory first presents to awareness, stays present, and then leaves awareness. So for example, when it first presents, is it sudden, is it gradual, does it come from one kind of place or another? Once it's in awareness, does it vibrate, is it solid, how does it stay there? And then how does it leave awareness? Is it just replaced by another mental activity, like another memory or a thought or an emotion or something? And if it's not replaced in awareness by something else, another mental activity, what does the gap feel like between two mental activities? And let's begin that exploration, studying the architecture of how things first arise, stay present, and leave awareness right now. Invite you to find the breath and ride the wave of the breath in and out. And now we'll move the spoke of attention over from this third segment of mental activities, exploring and an open awareness practice, experience of mental life arising and falling. And now moving the spoke over to the fourth and final segment of the rim. This is the segment that represents our interconnectedness, our relational mind, our relational connections. And we develop this openness to being aware of the sensations of connection by first opening awareness to a sensation of the connection to people immediately next to you, here, right now, to those right next to you in this space and time. And then widening that sense of awareness to include all of us doing this wheel of awareness practice right now, right here and now, all of us together. And then widening that sense of connection to include those who are not doing the practice with us here today, those who are family and friends outside of this practice. And then widening that sense of connection to people with whom we work, and then opening that sense of connection to people who live in our community, and then widening that sense of connection further still to people who live in our town or city. And opening that sense of connection to people who live in our state or province, and then widening that sense of connection even further to include all people who live in our country. And then opening that sense of connection even further to include all members of our human family, all of us who live on this common home, this wonderful planet we've named Earth. And then widening that sense of connection even beyond our human family to the family of all living beings on Earth. And we can even expand that further to just all living beings in the universe. Now taking a bit of a deeper breath. Before we do our kind intention statements of care and concern, we'll take on the experience of focusing awareness on awareness itself. And people enjoy various visual images to experience that. One is the image of sending the spoke out. And instead of it going to a segment on the rim here or there, we bend the spoke around. And in bending the spoke around, we focus attention directly into the hub of awareness. Other people prefer the image of sending the spoke out, but instead of bending it, just pulling it back in, retracting it back into the hub. Still others find the most useful images keeping the spoke in the hub, and others still like the experience of no spoke, just hub in hub. Whatever works for you, you can try them all out and see which one works, but whatever works for you, the mapping is just a metaphor, and it just is all about resting awareness in awareness itself, to experience what awareness of awareness is like. This experience of dropping into the plane of possibility, dropping out of those plateaus and peaks that keep us from experiencing this openness of the plane. And whether it's just a glimpse or seeing it from afar or dipping into it, whatever way you can just give yourself permission to enter that hub of the wheel, that plane of possibility, let's begin that practice right now. Now I invite you to find the breath. And ride the wave of the breath in and out. And now taking a perhaps deeper breath, we'll now take on statements of love and care toward our inner self and our inter self. We'll begin with the statements, may all living beings be happy. And then when I pause, you repeat that part of the phrase, may all living beings be happy. May all living beings be healthy. May all living beings be safe. And may all living beings flourish and thrive. Now taking a bit of a deeper breath, we'll send those same wishes in an elaborated form to an internal sense of our experience, who we are, me or an I. May I be happy and live with meaning, connection, and equanimity. And a playful, grateful, and joyful heart. May I be healthy and have a body that gives energy and flexibility, strength and stability. May I be safe and protected from all sorts of inner and outer harm. And may I flourish and thrive and live with the ease of well-being. Now taking a bit of a deeper breath, we'll now send one more set of those elaborated wishes out to an integrated sense of our identity. We are both the wax of the candle and the light of our flame. We are both a me in this body and a we in our deep, real interconnections, our relationships. And so we integrate our identity as a me and a we with the simple word, mui. And let's send those same elaborated wishes out to an integrated identity of who we are. May mui be happy and live with meaning, connection, and equanimity, and a playful, grateful, and joyful heart. May we be healthy and have a body that gives energy and flexibility, strength and stability. May we be safe and protected from all sorts of inner and outer harm. And may we flourish and thrive and live with the ease of well-being. And now once again, finding the breath and and riding the wave of the breath in and out. Taking a more intentional and perhaps deeper breath, we'll bring this wheel of awareness practice to a close for now. And if your eyes are closed, you can get them ready to come open. And thank you very much.